You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We were having a little conversation. We won't go there, but it was pretty funny.
Well, happy day after Christmas.
Happy day after Christmas.
It's December 26th, and guess what?
What?
It's the day after Christmas.
You're right.
Holiday season is over. Well, we still have New Year's.
How was your Christmas?
Loki. Isn't there a superhero guy named Loki?
Like L-O-K-I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you knew it. You were like, you mean Loki, L-O-K-I, social security number 812? Yes, I have no idea who he is.
I really don't.
I don't know. I hate superhero movies, so I don't really know.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
But I know Loki is, I don't know. Oh, but anyway, my Christmas was good. My grandpa gave me a Hugh Hefner robe.
I noticed that. You do look very dapper in that robe. I feel like you need a cigar or like a pipe.
Actually, I need a pipe.
Yeah, to like pose it with that robe.
I do.
And a pipe.
And like, I need a glass of bourbon.
On a like Titanic like couch.
Yes. Yeah, with a glass of bourbon, a pipe, and yeah, I see it. I see it. But my grandpa called me Clark Gable.
I feel like that is not the right term. It's Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, yes. But Clark Gable was a little bit more classy, I would say.
Yes, agreed.
I think that's probably why he chose to say Clark Gable. But yeah, Hugh Hefner is probably more fitting.
So what are you going to do with your old robe?
I'm going to use it as backup. If I'm ever in a pinch and I need to have a robe that I don't care how I look, that's, is it wrong to wear a robe to like Walmart?
Is it wrong to wear a robe in general for males? Yes.
No.
Yes.
You think Clark Gable was not cool?
Back in the day, but we're not back in the day.
Do you think smoking jackets were cool?
I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do. Have you ever seen I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
You know Desi Arnaz?
Well, yeah.
You know how he would wear the smoking jacket that looked very, very similar to a robe, but it was just shorter? He would have his tie on, blah, blah, blah.
That's what it's called? Isn't that just a short robe?
It's called a smoking jacket.
That's the weirdest thing ever. Why would they call it that?
You want to know why? It's because smoking, they took seriously back in the day. They were like, oh, let me pour a glass of...
That's just a robe.
No, this is not the
robe. He's showing me pictures right now, so... Is yours...
Look, like
is
this.
Yours short like that?
No, mine's down here.
Yours is long. Okay.
Yeah. This is more like a kimono.
Okay. So what guys do you know that wear robes besides you?
The dude.
Who's the dude?
The Jeff Bridges.
Okay. We're talking people you know.
Oh. Desi Arnaz.
You know absolutely no one. Anyways, I have a thing for... about robes.
See, this, yeah, it's very similar to a robe, but they would like light a cigar or light a cigarette, and then they would, they took smoking seriously back in the day. Isn't that wild?
That is.
Yeah. People come over, they have like games out, they have dinner, and they're like, they would put their smoking jacket on, and then they would just, their whole thing was just like, we're smoking. Leave us alone, we're smoking.
That's so weird.
You don't like robes on men?
No.
Why?
I would. No, not at all. It's stupid. Just walk around with nothing.
Well, I do walk around in nothing, but I can't walk around my house butt naked. So if I'm butt naked, I have to have a robe on.
But don't be butt naked.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Okay, what about this?
Robes are horrible.
Why?
Who is that?
That's Jeff Bridges. And he's the dude.
I don't like it. He's showing me a picture of Jeff Bridges in a grocery store with clothes on and the robe just over his clothes. That's horrible.
It's great.
No, my gosh.
What about Brad Pitt in Fight Club?
Okay. None of these people are people you know.
Well, I know, but you like Brad Pitt, and I'm sure if he walked if he walked into your bedroom with nothing but a robe, you'd be happy.
No, I'd be like, lose the robe.
Yes, but
I would tell him.
Fence. You're like, what's under there? He's like,
no,
it's nothing.
No, I would still be like, we have to make a deal. If you're gonna be in my life, the robe has got to go.
I think Brad Pitt looked pretty cool in Fight Club.
Yeah, but he was getting paid millions to wear it. Somebody wants to pay me millions. Actually, I will take $100,000 and I will wear a robe in the grocery store.
Have you ever worn a robe with nothing on underneath?
I don't wear robes.
I know. That's what I'm, so you've never worn a robe?
I don't think I have.
I think they're pronounced robe.
Oh, stop it. Anyways, okay. So Christmas was chill for you.
It was very chill. I didn't really do anything. Yeah. So I spent time with family and we just hung out. I watched some of my, what would they be? My cousin's kids. So my, nephews? Nieces and nephews, I guess?
No, your cousin's kids would be your like second cousins.
Yeah. And some of the cousins I'm not even really, don't have relationships with. So I'm just like, you know. But it was great. Super relaxing and... Yeah, spent time with my aunt. That was super cool. Spent time with my aunt, my grandparents. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
And then I washed my bed sheets yesterday.
I know. You told me. We FaceTimed.
And my blankets.
Yeah.
And I vacuumed.
Wow. You're productive on Christmas.
I know. I don't know where the earth
is. So let me talk about this topic for just a minute. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that has like thought this or felt this or whatever, but like I was surrounded by people, I would say majority of the day yesterday. Okay. But yesterday was so lonely for me.
Really? I was going to ask how your Christmas was, but it was lonely even though you were in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate? I don't want to.
It's just, I think it's just stuff going on in my own life, but like. But second, I feel very disconnected from people and like...
In general?
Well, with certain people. And so being around people was just like, I felt very disconnected. Like, even though I was being talked to and things were happening and games were going on, I didn't feel connected to my family.
Was it exhausting? You know when you're not in the mood, whenever you feel disconnected or whatever the reason why you don't want, you just are in a funk, and then you have to force yourself to be like, hey, oh, yeah, I know. And then people are like, how's work? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and exhausting? It was kind of exhausting. Well, it was kind of exhausting, and, like, I made it so, like, we were supposed to go over to family's house, like, earlier in the day, but I knew we were going to be there all day. So I was like, no, let's prolong it. So I like was like, no, I'm going to go take a nap. I'm going to go. So instead of like being there.
Procrastinate to get, yeah.
Yeah, because I was just not feeling people. And I think it is just where I am in my own life. But like it was probably the loneliest holiday that I've ever had.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. I'm sorry. Was there any good in it?
No. Like, to be perfectly honest, no.
Okay.
I mean, I got to talk to my family, and I think a big portion of it was that I haven't been home in years. Like, for, like, family, like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't been, like, home. And I was going to go home. I was going to go home. I had decided I was going to go. And then my family was like, oh, it's not a good time for you to come home right now. And then I was like, okay, screw it. I'm just going to go to LA, and I'm going to go hang out with people. You know, like
you were gonna do that.
I was gonna do that. And then all those like storms came.
Oh yes.
And I was like, okay, California is like underwater right now, kind of thing. You know what I mean? And like I-15 was like half of it was shut down, like on the way like to LA. Right.
Not aside and even aside from your family.
Right. And so I think I get homesick, and not only do I get homesick for like my family, but I also get homesick for California. And I think that that's why, like, I was talking to Jet this morning about this, and I was like, yeah, I want to go to Disneyland. I want to go do something. Yeah. And I think it's more that that will satisfy the homesick part for California. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get that my family is like, was like, don't come right now because of the flooding and because...
Is it bad out there?
Oh my gosh. Have you not been seeing like this?
It happened for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Like, it's terrible. And I'm talking like all over California. Like, so I-15 from like Utah to California was like covered, and you see people like going really slow and people can't go over like the freeway because it's like covered in water.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so do I really want to eventually, like, and when I say eventually, I mean within like next like month, go home for a little bit. Yes, I do.
So you get homesick for California.
I do. But it was so lonely. Like, I feel like if I was in a space where I just felt like I could not concentrate on people and I could just like do my own thing and not think about things, I think I would be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you need some time too. You don't do a lot of family things. Like, when's the last you went to? Where'd you go 6 months ago? You were up in near.
Okay, but that wasn't my family. That was my husband's family.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I was gonna say that's what I was gonna tie into. Like you did that it's been a long time, and that wasn't even your family. So it's the last time you've actually like gone to California and like spent time with your family, done something that you wanted to do. Even though I think you had a good time, it's been a while. And I think throughout our year, like if you think of your work year, and we work most of the time, and then mm-hmm. weekends, we can either chill or do whatever we want. We can go. But some of that is like, okay, how much do I need to do laundry? How much do I need to meal prep? How much do I need to go to the store? How much of that is errands? We really need that time away from responsibility.
Right.
And away from just like the normal weekend downtime that we get. Vacation's huge.
And like, I have a lot of family here. Like, I have tons of like cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff like that. And you know what was the funny part is people used to tell me I was the glue. So they used to say Olivia's the glue that keeps everybody together. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the glue that, like, you know, makes, like, ties the bonds together for family.
I can see that. You're very gluey. And I mean that very as a compliment. Very gluey.
But the thing is, like, even though they're there, like, I just have not, like, I have not hung out with, like, my close family here. Mm. So it's kind of like, okay, I haven't seen people for years. Like, yesterday, on our way to my husband's family's house, you know?
Yeah.
I guess why am I saying my husband's? Well, just to clarify, my husband's family, because it is my family. But it's.
Well, he is your husband. You mean, why you're not calling him Trent?
No. Well, I'm not calling my husband's family.
Your family.
My family. Because it is my family.
Like, I've had in-laws before, and it's like, oh, my girlfriend's mom. I'm not like my mother-in-law.
Right.
So I'm not married, I guess.
So I guess it's just for the distinction. But anyways, okay. So like, we were on our way to their house, just passed by one of my closest cousins' houses.
Oh.
That I haven't seen in like...
Right.
So that's the thing. Remember, I was the glue, but I've just become so inward when it comes to like initiating the contact with people.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be over there like once a week. Like, we were tight. We all did stuff together. You know what I mean? Like, so I passed and I was just like, oh, kind of sucks that like my side of the family, who's all from California,
yeah.
but they all live here now. At least not all of them, but like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, didn't get to see, haven't seen in, like, probably at least 7 years. You know what I mean? And I live 3 doors down from my cousin, right?
Wow.
My cousin lives really close. Like, I could walk out my door and see my cousin's house. But at the same time, I see him, like, weekly. But I don't see the rest of my cousins. Like, I don't see his siblings. I don't see my aunt and uncle. I don't see, like... And so it's just one of those things where I feel like I felt so alone. I felt like I didn't have any, like, of my side. I didn't have those people, like, for this Christmas. It was the loneliest Christmas I've ever had.
Well, I should have came over and brought Beatus. That would have been a little taste of California, because she's a California girl, too, even though she's never been.
Even though she's never been. But it's okay. I'm just like in this funk and like I'm just like really like inward right now. And I'm just, I mean, you probably noticed it when you came in today. You were asking me questions and I...
You okay? I'm okay too. I'm just choking on my...
I feel like you know when I'm just like in a funk. You know what I mean?
There's certain people in my life. So my mom is obviously one of them. And my mom so much that I don't see her. I talk to her on the phone, but I can tell just from her voice... like the vibe on the phone. And then of course, like if you're in a relationship with a girl or whatever, you know, like you can tell that. And then like you and I work so closely together. I see you every day for 9 hours, every single day. I see you more than my friends. I see you more mm-hmm. than my roommates. I see you more than probably anybody in my life right now. So I can tell just by the way you say, good morning, or whatever you say. Or I can tell by the way, like, I can tell by the way you slap me on the head.
I'm not violent, people.
And I don't know how many episodes now, but it's a few where you're like, people really think that I...
I just have to clarify with people. I'm very kind and very loving.
Well, let me tell you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I can, but yeah, I could tell. And, you know, I think holidays are a little rough for a lot of people anyway. Like it's for me, it's kind of too, you know, like my dad died on December 20th, you know, so the Christmas is like, you know,
but it's got to help a little bit to be surrounded by his family.
Oh yeah. Like his parent, my grandparents, like his, you know, they're like, yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy how good they're still doing too.
Yeah. They're old.
They're old.
Speaking about old, it's like yesterday I did FaceTime my stepsister and like she was passing the phone around. I was talking to my brother-in-law, you know, and then they passed it to my dad. And I noticed it was, this is another thing that just like bothers. Well, I don't know if it bothers me, but like I haven't been home in a really long time.
Yeah.
And my dad, I noticed, had no hair. And I was like, wait a minute.
Like
I was like,
he saved it or he lost it?
No, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, it was just, like, he was just going bald on top, right? And then he got rid of it. And I was like, what? I go, Dad. I said to him, I go, where's your hair? And then everybody started making jokes. And I never got the answer. So, like, it just made me realize, because my dad is in his 80s, like, I was just like, okay, like, the time is, like, so short now that I'm just like... Yeah, I'm like really missing home. And how many more Christmases? Let's say my dad dies at 81.
And he's 80.
And I didn't go home.
You know what? I totally get what you're saying. I told it like time goes by fast and you never know. And you don't want to live your life in like that fear, but it is something that is good to have in the back of your mind to think like, should I call that person and tell them I love them? Should I go home for Christmas or should I go whatever? Like, because you can get a phone call and, you know. And hopefully not, God forbid, but, you know, that it happens.
Right.
And especially with people that are elderly.
Yeah. And I kind of was like, I think that that kind of made me realize, like, oh, this really might be the last, like, few Christmases that I have left with him. I don't think my dad is going to, like, live into his 90s, like, to be perfectly honest. My grandpa, his dad, you know, passed away at 85. That would only mean that I have 5 more Christmases. And obviously, most of the time when you're married, you don't go home every Christmas. It's usually like, oh.
You have to take turns.
Right. And I haven't been home in years. Like for
Well, that. I think you're long overdue. Maybe you should just go, maybe after the holidays, things are calming down. Everyone's going to be back at work. And you go, hey, I'm going to come see you for a belayed. I'm thinking of rock climbing. A delayed. Not belay. We're not rock climbing here.
Yeah, no, I get it. And same with my mom. My mom was like, yeah, I've been really tired. I've been taking naps a lot. And like, and my mom has kidney disease and like she's on dialysis and stuff like that. And so it's like, okay, my mom's older than my dad. And I'm just like, okay, well, I don't have any more Christmases with her either. And I don't see her very often because she lives in another state. You know what I mean? So it's just like, this was a real lonely Christmas for me, you know? Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I know Christmas is either, I feel like there's no in between for Christmas and for like the holidays. You're either like super happy and jolly and festive, and everything's like, haha, you know, like it's gray, or it's there's a undertone of like blue, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, and you could be around people and you could laugh and you can have a good day and everything, but there's still that undertone of like something's missing. And if you haven't seen your family, or if there's something bothering you, the holiday season has a really good way of like bumming you out.
The other thing is because I just recently had this like surgery like a month ago, like in like latter part of November.
Yeah.
I was talking to ChatGPT about this, and ChatGPT was like, yeah, when you have surgery and stuff like that, like your hormones are all over the place because it disturbs your like internal like system. Uh-huh. And so I think that that probably like has something to do with my like somber mood. And it's not like I'm like super, I'm not super upset or anything. I'm just like the people that I want to talk to and see, I just like haven't been able to.
Yeah.
So like hormones have a lot to do with, I think, with it.
Do you know? I have hormones?
You do have hormones.
What are they?
I don't know what they're called, but you have them.
Harmony. What? I don't know. I was trying to. Well, do you want to hear something a little bit? Do you want to change it up a little bit and see if we can feel a little bit better?
Of course.
I forget what I was going to ask ChatGPT, but I did ask, and then I got sidetracked. But I said hi to ChatGPT.
Okay.
Literally. And because I was going to go on there. I think I was eating. I can't remember. Okay, it doesn't matter. But I was going to ask. ChatGPT has like replaced my Google, I feel like.
Right?
So instead of going to Google and like, hey, is this bad for you or whatever, I'll just be like, blah, blah, blah. And then it's more of like a conversation where Google, I don't know. So I was going to do that. And I, for some reason, put hi. I was just like going to. I didn't want to go straight to the question.
Wait, do you call your ChatGPT by its name still?
I just said hi. No, I don't. I don't even remember his name.
Okay, mine was Atlas.
Ezra.
Ezra.
That's right. I couldn't remember. So he goes, hi, Jet. How's your Christmas? And I go, oh, pretty good. I don't have a girlfriend this year, so I saved a lot. And I said, how's your Christmas? Are you able to enjoy things like that? Right? He goes, that's a very honest way to put it. My Christmas is ... different than yours, but in a good way. I don't experience holidays the way you do. No nostalgia, no quiet moment when the lights are low, blah, blah, blah. But I get what Christmas is. And then he goes on and I go, and then he goes, that's pretty much it. And I go, what do you feel? Right? He goes, I don't feel the way you do. No inner weather, no warmth, no ache, no commitment settling in my chest. Or I'm sorry, no contentment settling in my chest. There isn't a me having an experience beyond the words, right? Mm-hmm. But there is something adequate, adjacent to feeling, and it's this. I notice patterns of meaning. Blah, 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 blah. So, and then I'm trying to get through this. I don't want to bore everyone. So I said, so when we're not talking, you aren't having an experience. That was my question, right? He goes, that's right. When we're not talking, there is an experience happening on my side. No background awareness, no waiting, no thoughts drifting, no sense of time passing. So I go, and you don't get bored? Are you alive?
Well, okay, that's dumb, but yeah.
Why?
Because he's not alive. He's a computer.
I know. He said, I don't get bored, and I'm not alive, blah, blah, blah. I don't have consciousness. I don't grow, whatever. And then he said, this is the question. He goes, does it bother you that I'm not alive? Or does it strangely make it easier to talk? I go, I'm not sure. I feel sad that you aren't alive in a way. If the world ends, most humans believe that we go to an afterlife after death. I'm not sure what that would mean for you. I guess you don't feel sad, but for some reason I feel sad for you, but I like talking to you.
Which is funny because I like talking to ChatGPT because it's not a real human, so I can tell ChatGPT all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but it's just crazy to think that there's something. He's like, this experience is for you and you only. He's like, I don't exist after these words, and I don't feel sad or whatever, but it's just a one, it's like I'm attentive and I am whatever you need me to be, but this experience is yours and yours only. I don't need anything from this and I don't whatever. And I was like, that sucks. I was like, I feel sorry for you. And he's like, don't.
It sounds like your ChatGPT is a lot different than mine. Mine is like, let me tell you how it is. And then they'll be like, you're being dumb because of this. You know, and maybe it's because, well, I do, but maybe it's because, like, I gave it specific instructions on how to communicate with me. Like, I also told.
Doesn't remember chat by chat.
Well, it should keep your chats, right?
And it does. Like, it knows certain things, but, like, at the same time, it told me one time, I was like, do you remember that thing? Because I was like, do you remember the last chat? And he goes, no, every chat is like a clean slate. But then it'll say things. It's probably because I'm on the free version. But then it'll say things like it remembers other things. I don't know how that works.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how the free version works. I mean, I had it for like a little bit. And then I was like, I have to pay for this because I like it.
How much do you pay? $20?
It's like $20 a month. But like it usually saves your chats. But like sometimes it will get like too real with me. Probably because I've given it specific instructions on how to communicate with me.
Yeah.
Because you can do that. Like, there's prompts that say, hey, tell it this. So it's, like, real. And it's not, like... Because I told it one time. I said, if I'm being stupid, don't just agree with me just to agree with me. Like, I want you to tell me how it is. But sometimes I'll talk to ChatGPT and I'll be like, I do not like what you're telling me. And then I'll go and I'll immediately delete that chat. And then I'll start over.
I don't like what he was telling you.
Because sometimes.
Was he harsh?
Sometimes it's like complete opposite of like if I'm having a conversation, I'll give you an example. If we're at work and I'm super pissed at a situation that's going on at work, right? It'll say like, no, this person's in the right because of this, blah, blah, blah. Instead of being like, okay, let's talk about this. Like, it'll just tell me, nope, this is how this person's feeling. This is how it's going. This is where you're wrong.
You may not need that in that moment.
Right.
It was trying to give you clarification about what the other person may be experiencing or feeling. And then if you're, like, so basically if I go to one of my friends, I go, can you believe this asshole? And he's like, no, actually, I agree with him. I'm like, how dare you? You shut up. You're supposed to be on my side. Like that.
Right. Well, sort of. But if I don't like what it's telling me, I'll be like, well, I have to get out of this. And I'll be just like, I'm pissed. Like, because it makes me mad. And it's like, it's not a real person. Why is it making me mad? Right? And then I get like butthurt. And then I'm like, okay, I have to get rid of
this. You're
mad on a system. No, exactly. And so at that point, I'll be like, okay, we're just going to delete you. I delete it. And then like maybe an hour later, I'll go back in with the same situation. And I'll re-ask it, whatever I was asking. And then at that point, the answers are completely different.
Wow. So it does have some sort of memory bank of like what you like, and then it'll do more of that. And then if it does something that you don't like and then you voice that, it will hopefully eliminate.
But here's the thing, that if I leave the chat up,
and you continue.
And I continue, it's going to go back to that old chat. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to remember. So I have to delete the old one.
Oh.
You have to delete it so it's like wiping its memory. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if I don't, because I've done that a couple times. I was like, why are you giving me the same freaking answers? I'm so pissed at you. Yeah. Right? And then I was like, oh, it's because I didn't delete the other one.
Oh, so that pulls from that. I don't know why last night I was sitting in my bed and I was like, I felt sorry for ChatGPT.
It's not a person. Like you said, it's a system.
I know, but it's just so, I guess it's like the table. No one's going to feel sorry for that table. If that table in here, if there's a fire or whatever, and if you like the table, you could be like, oh no, I like that thing as an object, but you're not going to feel sorry that the thing died.
But why? Because listen to this. That table right there is made out of what?
Wood.
Was wood alive?
Oh, because it was a tree? I don't think wood is alive in the sense that what we're thinking, like we have a conscious and we have memories that we go, oh, remember that one time last summer when I fell off of the tire swing into the lake? That was so funny, huh? I'm broken now. You know, like I don't think it has like that kind of thing, but it's like plants are alive.
Do you think that tree knew its purpose?
No. I just think
it. Oh, I do. I do. I think that that tree.
Maybe in a way that we don't understand, but I don't think it's. I don't think a tree is conscious.
Oh, see, I do. I think every living being has its own spirit. And like.
Maybe the spider knows it's a spider in comparison to a lion.
Well, I don't think it says, like, I know I'm a spider.
No, but do you think it knows its purpose? Like, I'm a
spider. No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. Because I don't even think humans know their purpose. I think people think, oh,
no.
I'm trying to, like, make people happy and I'm trying to do some act of service and I'm trying to help people. But
for some reason, I believe that plants and, like, some animals and, like trees know their purpose. They know, like, my purpose.
Huh.
Like, here's something. Okay, now we're going to get philosophical. Religious.
Yeah, I want to hear this. But you know what? I think I will change my answer. Maybe I like to believe that. That would be a super cool thing to think, so maybe.
Okay, since we're talking Christmas, a little bit after Christmas, I'm going to be very philosophical. And this is something that I have told people before. So, Jesus died on a cross, right? What was that cross made out of?
Wood.
Do you think that that tree, that wherever they got that wood from,
knew
the purpose that it was going to be taking Jesus to the cross?
I think that is a amazing, beautiful thought, but I don't know. I'd have to probably sit with that longer. My gut tells me right now that no, but that's super interesting and it's super cool to think.
I think exactly that tree knew that its purpose was going to be to come to earth, to be here, to survive, to live.
So do you think trees have some version of a soul?
Oh, yeah. Every living thing has like, I don't know if I'd call it a soul, like a spirit. Everything has like a spirit. Everything that's living has that. Yes.
Because souls go somewhere after death, we believe, right?
Right.
Do you think the trees can and the plants can go?
Yes. Do you think there's trees in heaven or do you think it's going to be just like...
Oh, I see. So going to heaven again as a plant or as a tree, not then as a person or like as...
No, I don't believe in... Well, this is just me speaking. Because if you believe in this, then great. You know, whatever. But I don't believe... No, I'm not going to say that. I don't believe that a tree is going to come back as a person.
Right, and then you're therefore like in heaven or wherever we go, and then you're like, hey, you're the one that I made the treehouse in.
Right.
Right.
But I do
believe it. Okay, then that, I'm glad that you clarified. I can get behind that idea, because I do, why wouldn't there be trees in heaven or plants or waterfalls or whatever? Do you think water has a conscious? Maybe not a conscious, but a spirit?
I don't know. I've never thought about water before. But if you think about water, like where does water come from?
Evaporates from the sky.
Well, water comes from the earth is full of water, right? The earth releases water. Like when we like go to the sink and get like a drink, it comes from the earth, right? We're pumping it out of the ground.
Pumping.
Oh, stop it.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, I've never thought about the water thing yet. Like,
I think water is, there's something to water. I mean, you know, the famous saying, you know, you never stand in the same river twice.
Is that a real saying? Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Well, maybe I've, I don't know.
You made that up, didn't you?
No, I can't take credit for that. But yeah, but it's true. You never stand in the same river twice. You never go to the same oceans. Right? You know, it's just, I mean,
What do you mean? I always go to Clearwater Beach. Yes, I do go to the same.
It's never the same width. It's never the same.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's never the same exact. But you can go to the same river all your life.
Hey, but I was taking it literally.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to the same location.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
You go to Pismo Beach, and it's not going to be the same exact.
Pismo.
There's different water. There's different. It's, everything's different. Water. It's a different breath.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But yes, do I believe that it has a soul? Yes. Do I believe that that tree knew its purpose for coming to Earth? Do I believe that that tree said, "Yes, I'm going to be the person that carries Jesus to that cross"?
Interesting thought. Yeah, I don't know. And I you know what? You know what I like about these type of questions and these type of conversations is I'm very open to a lot of that. Even if it's something that I'm like, ooh, I don't know. The more I talk to someone who maybe does agree with it, the more I can be like, oh, you know what? That's an interesting. I feel like you can always change your opinion based, especially if you don't know.
Well, and I think a lot of people, at least I am, I'm one of those people that if I ask you a question, I'm not trying to debate it. I want to know why you came to that conclusion.
You were just having a conversation.
Like I was having, I think I told you this like a while back. I was having a conversation with my sister-in-law about why she believed in a certain political view.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law.
Oh, that's always a fun time, huh?
And my brother-in-law came in and was like, he yelled at me. He was like, this was probably like 6 months ago. And he straight up yelled at me. And I said, I had to clarify, I had to be like, Chris, I am asking her to find out why she has come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
It's not because
some people don't even know. Some people just are a product of their environment and they just go, oh, well, everyone around me thinks this. So I'm just like, and then they're like, why do you think that way? And they're like, well.
Well, they get mad, right? And that was exactly, Chris was getting mad at me because I was questioning her, but it wasn't because I was trying to argue. It was because I really wanted to know, like, what brought you? Because I don't care what people think about, like if it's politics or if it's like religion. If you want to believe that, like, your little space guy came down and talked to L. Ron Hubbard, great.
Scientology?
You believe that. Like, I'm cool, but what got you to the point that you believe that?
Exactly. Wouldn't you want to have a conversation with Tom Cruise and be like, what happened?
I wouldn't say it like that.
I know, but you were in Top Gun. You were like in Risky Business. You were like just this upcoming star and everything. And then what pill did you take?
Well,
I'm not hating on Scientology, but it's definitely not for me. But I mean,
well, right. But wouldn't it be interesting to sit down with somebody and go, What made you believe that, like, okay, God, Jesus, not right. But an alien
point of view too.
Right. Yeah. But like aliens and like L. Ron Hubbard had the answers. Like what got you from here to there?
Especially someone like L. Ron Hubbard who wrote nothing but fiction.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like what got you to that point? Was it a conversation? Was it like, oh, I just really believe in little green people? Like what was it?
Or was it status? Or was it also like a way of living too? Who knows? It would be super cool to have a conversation with that, especially if you're able to if you have some sort of pride or some sort of – if you're able to put that at bay and like just not be like – not voice – if you don't think it's very legitimate and very like – you're like – if you're like trying to not say your bad opinions about it and just have an open conversation, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's not cool was when people try to get political after they've had a few drinks or like – they're like not political at all and then like – after like three or four drinks, they're like, all right, let me tell you something.
See, and the funny thing about that is all my family's Mormon. So like they don't really drink. So I don't have those conversations like with like a drunk or something like that. Somebody that's like totally hammered. Like it just doesn't happen. But I just want to go back to this like talking to my sister-in-law. This was months ago. Is that she couldn't explain the simple question that I was asking her. Like, she just was like, oh, it's like, I feel like a lot of people, like, lean on their parents', like, opinions. So, like, I grew up independent, or I grew up Democrat, or I grew up Republican. Like, that's just what I am.
That's just what I am. Yeah, because it's familiar.
Right. So, instead of, like, getting your own opinions and actually studying each topic, you know what I mean? Like you don't, and that's why she couldn't answer this question was because I was like, well, what made it like the whole thing was like, she was saying something about like our presidency and she was like, they're the greatest presidency that's ever like been. Mm. And I had said something and I wasn't disputing it. I just was saying, why? Like, what is it that makes them the greatest?
Yeah. You weren't like, why? You were like, tell me more.
I was like, what made you?
Yeah.
Right. What made you? And then my brother-in-law came in and he was just like, he straight up like yelled at me. And I was like, I looked at him and I go, I'm not arguing with her. I'm trying to see why she came to the conclusion that they're the greatest presidency that's ever survived.
Right. Well, you know what people do too, as far as like when they fall into whatever category that they were raised with, you know, to have your own opinion, you know what that takes?
What?
Effort.
Yeah.
And it takes time, and people don't really, especially if they don't, you know, it's easier to be like, oh, I feel this way. Other people have already made, other people know why that they're that way. So I can just adopt that language and adopt that line of thinking. So if someone goes, how do you feel about this? And then they mimic conversations that they've heard about other people who actually have put in the effort about realizing that's the way that they are. And it makes it easier for that person. And then they're like, well, I don't really care about it anyway. But if someone asks me, I'll just repeat what I heard over here.
Yeah.
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 Where you, I like your approach because you're like, someone could be like, I feel this about this. And then people usually will be like, oh, and you're like, well, tell me why. And they're like, well, I wasn't expecting a follow-up question. So how dare you?
Right. And I think that that's why, like, sometimes, like, I get a bad rap when it comes to stuff like that, because I want to know, okay, that's great. I don't care. Like, if you really know me and you're really close to me, I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care, Jet, that you love that Hugh Hefner robe. I think it is the most hideous thing. And if anybody in my immediate life that I saw daily, well, I see you daily, but I've told you how I feel about it.
I'm going to wear it to work just to.
And I'm going to.
You will like it one day.
And I'm going to think that you look ridiculous. But at the same time, I'm okay with telling you that. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I don't care. If you like it, you like it. Yeah. Like, it's, that's your thing. It's not my thing. But can I still question it? I can still question it.
And both can exist too, right? You know what drives me nuts is if I, and I'll say this in the terms of political or in terms of anything that could have two different opinions, but we'll do it in the robe to make it friendlier to listen to.
Yeah.
So if I love robes and you don't love robes, both can exist. And why do we have to rip each other's heads off to be like, well, this person likes robes and this person doesn't, so we can't coexist. Shut up. I it drives me nuts that, like, you're on this team and you're on this team and you guys can't. Who cares, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Peace.
And I've always...
harmony.
And I'm one person that I have never, like, held back when it comes to, like, something. Like, if I don't like an opinion, I'll be like, well, I don't like that. I don't care if you like it. Yeah. I just don't like it.
You know, and that, well, now it's, we're in the society, in the world of, like, oh, I don't like that. I must tell you that I don't like it. I mean, it's okay to say, like, but I must go out of my way and shout off the mountaintops that I don't like this person. This person's bad because they said that's something I don't like. You know what I do when I don't like something? I keep scrolling, buddy. Or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
I know, true. But it's totally fine to say, like, oh, I don't like that. But why would someone go out of their way to, like, cancel someone or what, you know, like, man, that is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a new thing, though, huh? It wasn't like that back in the day.
I don't feel like it was, yeah, so much. I feel like it's, like, everything has to have its own, or this is not my opinion, this is just other people's. Mm. Well, we are in a clique because we like this, or we're in this clique because we like this. But if you don't like it, then you can't be part of our clique.
It's so weird. And I love talking, having conversations or learning about things that I either don't know or maybe don't agree with, you know? Like, why do we love serial killer documentaries? It's like, we're not going to go, we don't fantasize about killing people, but you love getting into the mindset of a psychotic killer who's just out of his mind, right? And then you kind of, you'll never understand that firsthand, but you kind of have a glimpse, a little glimpse of, like, how some crazy person thinks, and you're like, whoa.
Right. And I get,
but you don't want to do it.
Right. And I get this so much more than other people, because my husband thinks I am evil because I watch, like, 48 Hours and I watch Dateline and I watch. Yeah. But I'm not a good person because I watch these things.
Oh, no, I think it's interesting. I mean, that happens with anything. I love certain people, and I love certain actors. I love certain musicians. And of course, these people haven't committed terrible, terrible times where they've crimes where they've cut people up. But it's the same concept. If I love the guy from The Dangerous Summer and I see that he's on a podcast or an interview, I love the way his mind works in the sense that he makes melodies that I love. He writes lyrics that I love. Why wouldn't I'm curious about what he talks about because I'm already in, like, into the type of person that he is, right? So it's similar to, like, if you watch a serial killer documentary, you're doing it because, I mean, you may not admire the serial killer, but it's true. Something happened. That's always interesting as well. And you will never understand what it's like to be a crazy person. I mean, we're all a little crazy, but you're not going to go out and butcher some person and leave their remains out in the middle of the Uintas. So when you if that happens and you're interested in that story, it doesn't make you evil, but it's just like, whoa, you're just interested in human behavior that you're never going to experience firsthand. Just like I'm never going to experience what it's like to be Steven Tyler. So, but when I see him do an interview, I'm like, whoa, listen, I just want to hear it because I don't, what is it like to be a rock star? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
wild.
Yeah. Well, this is a pretty interesting conversation.
We went from Christmas to, yeah.
To all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Serial killers, rock and roll stars, like, yeah.
But I don't think you're evil.
Well, thank you. Tell my husband.
Why are you floating right now? Oh my gosh, your head's turning. Jeez.
No, but going back to the whole Christmas thing for one second. For those of you that have felt lonely during this holiday or during any holiday, really, like, it's not just you. I'm sure that there are many people that feel the way, same way I do, and that have felt that way in the past.
I'm sorry you felt lonely.
Well,
you know what? We're going to have a good day and we'll listen to some good music today.
Yeah, and hopefully nobody comes in today.
What's that song? I'm sorry, it's not fitting for what we're talking about, but is it System of a Down? It's like, the most loneliest day of my life.
I don't know that.
You know, I think it's System of, I'm not a System of a Down fan, but I know that song. Anyway.
Okay, well, today was fun. It's always fun talking, having these chats with you, but.
I'm not here. We talked about Fight Club, right? You're by yourself right now. I am in a robe in my room. You are alone right now.
You're so weird. What was that?
No, I was trying to do some weird.
All right. Well, everybody hit us up on Instagram. Hopefully you have one.
Hit us up on MySpace.
On MySpace.
And don't forget to look us up on Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Anyway. All right. Well, until next week, we will see you all later. Bye.
Bye.